My name is Judd Aiken. I'm a professor at the University of Wisconsin in the Comparative Biosciences Department in the School of Veterinary Medicine.
The research indicating that the prions, I guess, I don't know if I'm using the correct terminology here, transmissibility increases when they are bonded with this certain clay-like soil. Is this a soil type that's commonly found in Wisconsin?
Let me just answer your question. Yes, it is. We did two studies, one with a montmorillonite clay, which is a common clay found ubiquitously all over in soils. But we also looked at whole soils as well. And we looked at three whole soils, and their consistency would be similar to what's found found in Wisconsin.
You indicated, I guess, that you were, am I correct in understanding that you were somewhat surprised by the findings with this clay-like soil?
Yeah, we'd published about a year ago on the binding of infectious agents, prion protein, to soil minerals, and we'd found the binding to be really, really tight, meaning it was very difficult to remove infectious agent from the bound clay. And my first thought was that this tight binding would make it less infectious. I was completely wrong on that. It made it much more infectious.
So in other words, the soil with the prions bound to it was even more infectious than prions alone.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. We're estimating with the soil mineral a factor of about 700-fold more infectious.
So this would go a long way towards explaining, as you noted with the scrapie, what we understand about scrapie, it would go a long way towards explaining why soils can remain infectious for so long after the infected animals have been removed.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that pastures that have had sheep scrapie, have had infected sheep on them, can remain infectious for many years. We think this is a major part of that mechanism. The binding of infectious agent to soil makes stabilizes it and makes it more infectious.
What does that tell us? And I know it's early yet to make any sort of conjecture here, but what does that tell us about the possibility of combating or eliminating CWD in South Central Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, it's clearly it makes it difficult because we have an infectious agent that will remain in the soil. It's not going to percolate through the soil. We would not suggest that at all. And it will remain infectious and be more infectious. I mean, I think it's. But you know, to some extent, we've known this already. what we're arguing. I mean, that infectious agent in soil. That soil can be a reservoir of infectivity. You know, clearly that has been known. I would certainly argue that reducing the number of infected animals will reduce the contamination or the infection in the environment, amount of infectivity in the environment. But it's infectivity that is not going to go away for a while.
Yeah, we've known this about soils, but this confirms it.
Yes, and it gives a mechanism as to how very small amounts of infectious agent can cause disease in an animal. Because we've had this in the field, there's been a bit of a conundrum here where we know that the deer are being exposed to very low levels of infectivity. Oral route is generally, i.e. ingestion, is generally not an efficient means of transmitting these diseases. So we think the binding to soil and soil minerals probably plays a role here and helps explain this conundrum.
Animal-to-animal transmission is still a factor.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's absolutely. I'm certainly not arguing that this soil as an environmental reservoir is the only means. I would not even want to predict which is more important. I think we're explaining how infected environment can transmit disease even when there's low levels of infectivity. Clearly, animal-to-animal is likely a mechanism as well. Which is more relevant, I think that would be maybe more speculation at this point.